The insurance industry gets a tech makeover, but is it more than skin deep? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Insurance is, as the tech industry likes to say, ripe for disruption. It's old, inefficient, and not consumer-friendly. But can a startup with no experience really be a better option? Lemonade is a company that lets you buy renters or homeowners insurance through an app. An automated bot named Maya guides you through the process, and when you've got a claim, you take that to Maya too. It's billed as insurance for millennial urban dwellers. Clearly. Daniel Schreiber is co-founder and CEO of Lemonade. He told me a big part of the business plan is actually to reduce fraud.
One of the big costs of insurance today is fraud. So there's a lot of money, potentially hundreds of billions of dollars in the system that go either in direct fraud costs or in indirect fraud costs. And really, it's the cost of distrust. What we're hoping to do and what we're trying to do is to create an environment that is much more trusting and trustworthy, that neutralizes those conflicts of interest. And what we're seeing already in Lemonade is that a fair number of customers, like 2 or 3% of the claims that we pay, the money is returned to us at the end of the day. What happens is somebody will call us up and say, hey, my laptop, my girlfriend found it. I'm sorry I claimed for it. How do I return the money? In insurance, that's pretty much unheard of. So if you're able to change the dynamic from being one of mutual distrust to one of mutual trust, ultimately you enlarge the pie and have more money to play with rather than less.
All right. So a couple of things to dig into there. First of all, how do you make money?
So Lemonade takes a flat fee. So if you pay us $100 for your insurance, we will take a flat fee from that. We'll never take more and never take less. And at the end of the year, you know, insurance is about trying to price risk as best you can, and there's good years and bad years. And in good years, there'll be money left over, and that will go to charity. So the underwriting profits, as the industry calls it, go to nonprofits. Just this last year, we gave up $162,000 to the nonprofits that our customers had designated because a bunch of them had either had good fortune or good behavior, or combination of the two meant that there was money left over. And in bad years, if there's not enough money left over, we have reinsurance partners to whom we pay some money each year so that on those bad years, they will pick up the extra tab.
Long term, do you see that sort of charitable incentive and that trust building as something that is sustainable? I'm not trying to be cynical, but, you know, maybe a little.
I do. I think that people live up to your lowest expectations. There will always be nefarious, you know, bad actors. Some of that will always happen. But the overwhelming majority of insurance fraud is not carried out by criminals. It's carried out by people like you and me, people who are law-abiding citizens in other aspects of their life. And when it comes to insurance, they let the devil out.
Daniel Schreiber is co-founder and CEO of Lemonade. And there are a lot of companies like his trying to make insurance more efficient or even likable. There's even a name for it, InsurTech, and a whole conference devoted to it coming up in Vegas. It's true. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.